steam coming off the ground. Coming up to that big rig. Derek, it looks like. What a location. Build a location for this, like building a neighborhood. That looks like a triple. A lot of drilling mud out there. Yes, that is a triple. The monkey's board's about 90 feet high.
That's a big outfit, Jim.
What?
That's a big one.
That's a big rig.
Look at all the pie.
Yeah. They're going deep, that's for sure. Things up.
I want to take a picture.
Two stories tall. Well,
just a minute.
Well, I'm just sitting here. Okay. Keen eye drilling.
Look at that thing. Do they call those blocks?
That's the blocks up there. That's what the guy laid up in the monkey board on. When I was up in the monkey board, a guy laid all the blocks on top of me in the monkey
wow.
board. A driller. Wasn't paying attention to what he did. The whole blocks were up there.
Are you amazed that I know some of these things?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
I heard Oilfield talk for many years.
Yeah. Hat is. I spent many miserable hours on road to the rig. It's a lot more modern now. Take this off. Maybe.
Looks like he's coming.
Here comes
out.
Somebody out here. Thank you.
I
talked to them quite a while.
Patrick, they want to hire me.
They want to?
They want to hire me. They're running 12-hour shifts, 7 to 7. 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. and 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That is a drig. That's a full-view Idaho. Just like I said.
How deep is
it? It's out of Bakersfield, California.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's out of Bakersfield, California. And anyway, they're desperate for roughnecks. That's a doghouse up there, 28 feet off the ground.
Yeah, I know what a doghouse is.
Yes. So that was pretty neat. Been watching that for a while.
He acted like he was glad to talk to you.
Well, they're trying to do some good PR. They're putting in blowout preventer right now. They're only 1,000 feet deep.
Oh.
And they're drilling through granite and stuff, so it's real hard. They're using button bits. And that's the drill collars over there to the left up there. The shiny thing, that's the drill collars. Those are very, very heavy. They're like a white flywheel. And then on the bottom of that is
And those are bits down there.
Yeah, those are bits there. Well, no, those are centralizers.
Centralizers?
Centralizers, yeah. This is also, what they do, reamers. Those are reamers there. And those are subs over there. That's what you call a sub. That's what you put on the bottom to adapt different drilling bits and stuff with. And there's a big drilling bit over there. See that big one? The hole is 26 inches. The pipe is 26 inches. When they drilled out of the shoe, they put a top pipe and cemented in. When they drilled out of that shoe, they lost circulation. And they had a lot of trouble keeping circulation.
So they're not very deep right now.
They're only 1,000 feet deep. So, that's why I told you we're deep. But there's a drill collar. They're running a power swivel instead of a rotary table. And there's all the drilling mud over there.
I see all the water they got.
Oh, yeah. You gotta have water. Look at all the different pipe here.
Yeah, I see that. Just getting it over there or getting it up there.
Oh, there's lightning over there. See the lightning?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the big mud pit over there. See that?
Mm-hmm. So
now, this was exciting for me. Go back into something I did 50 years ago. See all that pipe there? They're going to go just a little short, less than a mile deep, and they've got the water is running about 400 degrees, so that's steam.
So is that what they're looking for, steam?
Yeah, they're hot water. This is an energy play. They bought that rig, and it's theirs now.
Did you say you were from Bakersfield?
Yeah. Let you see that thing, that big rig there. There's all the drill pipe there.
Yeah, I see.
When I got hurt, I had a big drill pipe, 5.5-inch drill pipe like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was welded, had more drill pipe on the bottom. And it was almost 60 feet long, 55 feet or something like that. And they took the V-door out. They don't have the V-door where the pipe goes and everything because they're putting the blowout preventer in. But when I hurt my back, I had one of those sections picked up. I was in the middle of that. I could pick that up, which was 1,000 pounds, and walk across the location with it, but the location was real wet and slippery. And Larry Brown and, Larry Brown and Jimmy Puckett, I think, was with me. And anyway, they were on each end, and they slipped and fell, and I caught them and the pipe, the outrigger and everything else, and it crushed my back because it was sudden. Real sudden.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go down to the post office and get it mailed too.
I'm going to go down to the hot tub.
Well, there's that. Now, if you want to look over there, there is a well blowing off steam over there. That's about 350 degrees.
Did they drill that?
Huh?
Did they drill that one?
Not these people. Somebody else. They did this 40 years ago, Marilyn.
Oh.
It's been sitting here for 40 years. So I could get me a job here. See, they got one section of Rome 25 there, it looks like, with a weather station on it. Mm-hmm. See that?
How much do they pay?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. Do you want to go to work? You want me to go to work? I don't. Yeah, he's a mud man. The mud man makes sure the mud is good. When I was a derrick man, I had to do all of that. I had to do everything. They don't throw chain anymore. They said it's too dangerous. Yeah. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Jim. How are you doing?
Well, I'm out here by the drilling rig. I just wanted to watch it, and I'm recording it on video here. Anyway, are you off work? You what? Oh, okay. Wait 15 minutes. Well, I've got to get off here because this thing's recording sound and all, okay? Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. And Jimmy called also. I didn't say anything about that at all. We're talking about drilling rigs. Hope it don't rain and leak on the room again. That's where the Bigfoot came to and stole the Indians' goats. They took off with the goats screaming, and they took off out of there after about two or three nights, and they never went back. And right here, not too far from here, is where I saw that Bigfoot, about 1986. They'd issue me a hard hat and a pair of boots, and I'd go to work right away. There's some dust out there for some reason, where somebody's going or blowing dust, one or the other.
Down there?
Yeah. Looked like a little dust devil. Someplace right about here, somewhere up here is where we saw that Bigfoot.
It's been a while since we've been on this road.
They're doing exploration there. Thank you.
toe out for Benner. I can assure you of that.
He said, really? And I said, yeah, for sure. Now we're coming up to the hot well, which isn't very far from the other thing. James.
Oh, wait.
Now there's the ponds. That's where Dakota learned how to swim a long time ago. See any ducks out there right now? This was oil just like those here, but it wasn't hot enough. It was only 105 degrees. They got to open up the 200 gallons a minute coming out of that well, and it's feeding two ponds, and there's a lot of goldfish in there and stuff. Might go out there and videotape some of it. There's a big storm over there. Great big storm coming our way. So I think I'll get out of here before that happens. Well, that's the hot well. And we'll get back. We'll take a picture of the house.
It's pouring down rain over there.
Yes, it is. That's what the lightning was, too. I'm gonna go out here by the pond. Maybe we even drive off.
Don't get too close to this grass, Jim.
What?
Don't get too close to the edge.
There's the mud hens right there.
Yeah.
See them right there? There they are. Sometimes there's ducks and geese out here too.
They used those to make baskets, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Over there where that toilet is, right there was a great big ditch across there, and that's where that Bigfoot threw that barrel from over there.
Yeah.
All the way and hit the ground over here.
Wow.
That's a 55 gallon barrel. He threw it about 150 feet, 200 feet.
Oh my god.
Now nobody can, no man can do that, I don't think.
No.
Cattle over there.
I bet they're getting a lot of water.
There's some cattle over there.
I see them. You want a T-bone steak?
What?
You want a T-bone steak?
Road's rough. I'll go down here and look at the cattle for a minute. Might be some horses down here too. Wild horses. Getting ready to pour here in a minute with rain.
There they are.
Yeah. Horses over there?
Where?
Way over there. Or is that cattle?
It almost looks like.
I think there's cattle.
Yeah.
Horses have a lot longer necks. When you're looking that far away. Now, those that don't know it, that's CW on the horn. That's a, this is N7IU. I'm going to turn around here. Get rained on again today, and our house is going to be in danger of being destroyed. They're coming up on this side of the hot well. Park here. Well, here is our new room. Right here, it's a mess. The contractor made some mistakes. He should have cut that off and cut those off up to the top above the roof, and he didn't, so it leaks really terribly bad. We're going to have to hire somebody else to do that. I can't do all of the top job. He didn't even put anything to put the sheetrock to there. Nor there. I got to do all of that. Coming down here is going to be our wood burning cook stove right here. That's the stove that Steve and Rich in Minnesota packed up for me and shipped it out to Old River. And they damaged it a little bit, but it's a real good stove. That's a President. It's a Kalamazoo President, made in 1930-something. And this wall here is completely messed up. There's not even a top plate on it. I've got to go back and redo a lot of stuff with it. May have to take out the siding to do that. I don't know. We'll see. We'll go outside and show this to you a little bit. There's where we were earlier. There's that drilling rig right way out there. And here's our chickens talking to us. You haven't seen this either. This is this kind of a problem. You can hear the lightning. Anyway, this is a mess. We've got to try to fix it. There's going to be a deck coming out here all the way over here to the corner. And this far out here, as you can see, it's not there. There's Coley boy, Nancy. There's your little buddy. And I'm sure Kitty's around here someplace, I guess. There's a Junior. Come here, Junior. Come over here, boy. Come on. Come up here. Come on. Right up here. Come here. Get over here. Come on. Fly over here. Come on. And there's Grandpa there. That's Fancy Pants. That's his father. Fancy Pants is 14 years old, and Junior is 4 years old. And then we have Fly Boy here. Fly Boy's about 5 or 6 months old now. That's Fly Boy. And here is Freckles. She's 14 years old. And here's our new babies. Here, they're bigger now. Since the last time you saw them, they're much bigger. That's Whitey. And I haven't named the other two yet. I have to figure out what they act like. Oh boy, here comes that storm right on top of us. And there's this Missy. I've had a lot of Missies. The original Missy was something else. She was really a wonderful chicken. She followed me around like a dog. And these are all descendants of them from 20, 30, 40 years ago. There's Coley boy. Let's see if we can find Kitty. Where is Kitty? No Kitty. What do you know about that? Oh, there's Kitty right there. There's Kitty. 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 Coley boy. Kitty. All right, there's our Jeep, which I don't know whether you've seen or not yet. We went for a ride out there to the well, where they're drilling the hot well for the geothermal. There's our doves up there. We've got six doves. One's up there and four's over there. We got one, there's two. Well, we got seven doves. What do you know about that? They're over there resting and nesting in the trees and making have little babies. Flying all around here. This is where they lived. We've got a new propane tank, 5 gallon tank, but something's leaking out here. I don't know which part is leaking, but it is. We've had a wet line put on this one here so we can fill up our propane tanks for our barbecue pits. These are Maryland's roses. One of them died. This one's got two colors on it here. We had such a hard spring that it really hurt them. There's some more of our doves over there. White. Years. That's looking back at the house now. It really will be a nice addition to the home if we can ever get it finished. I'm going to have to do a lot of work myself, and I don't want to take away from my ministry to do that. But it's hard to get anything done up here. There's Kitty running in the land. Here's some more of her roses over here. I got 6 rose bushes all together. These off, or else it'll make rose hips, and then we won't make any more roses. Anyway, there's a rose down there with 2 different roses, colored roses on it. Very beautiful in there. Looks like we got plenty of water here, I think. I'm getting a lot of rain. Back at the house again. If we keep growing, we may have to use that room for a auditorium there for our ministry, for our church. Bing cherry tree and an apple tree and currants. Another currant. Apricot tree. Coley. Leave those birds alone now. There's a spell of cherry tree. And over here is our volunteer garden. We've got a lot of doves here. I'm going to get up there and land someplace, it looks like. That peach tree died. There's a tomato vine with 2 tomatoes on, another tomato vine over there. More tomato vines and also cantaloupe. More cantaloupe here. I think that one's almost ripe there. And then a lot of tomatoes. I have to pick some of these tomatoes today. We got some volunteer corn also, some maize, and more tomatoes. And these just came up by themselves. That looks like a strawberry down there. And more cantaloupe or squash of some sort. There are blackberry vines and raspberry vines there. And grapes. Coley, kitty, come on. Leave the birds alone. The trees have got gigantic here. You can see the trunks are like 15 to 20 inches through them, some of them. Another Montmorency cherry, Stella cherry, and Stella cherry, and Santa Rosa plum, and Elephant Heart plum. Trees, and this one here is a plum and cherry cross. These are 100-year-old grapevines there from the farm. Looking back at the house again now. It'll look nice if we ever get it. It'll go up. The deck will go up with a roof on it. It made the house a lot cooler in the summer, and I'm sure it'll make it a lot warmer in the winter, especially. Oh, there's a watermelon. What do you know about that? That looks like a watermelon. So you've seen all of this now. And there again is the house. The guy was not the builder that he fashioned himself to be. But at least we got the room there. We have a lot of work to go on it. Just a tremendous amount of work. Many hours. And the storms are coming and rolling, as you can see. I just hope it doesn't rain on the house too much and leak again. We're going to lose the roof and the sheetrock and everything in there. You shouldn't have put the sheetrock up until we made sure that the roof wasn't going to leak. The roof should have been cut off. Those kind of peaks there should have been cut off just above where the roof is now. We kind of sat down upon it, but evidently he didn't know to do that.
There's our little cabin where we started. That was our multi-purpose room. There's a creek down there, White Mountains. Of course, it's snowing up in the mountains all over the place. There's two doves up there high. Look at all the doves over there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 doves there, 13, 14. We got quite a few doves. Now let's go back in here. This is the Jeep that we have. We got a really good deal on it. And instead of getting a side-by-side to go back up the mountains, we got this one because it has air conditioning and heating in it. And it'll go just about any place, I guess. I haven't been able to do it that yet. It is a Rubicon Wrangler. And it's a 2003, but it looks nearly like new. There's the thunder. And I'll put this out as an update. Wish the wind would change and blow the storm the other way for now. I wouldn't mind having rain, but not with a roof like it is. A lot of work to do here. Thank you for watching, and thank you for praying for us and financially giving too. We need that seriously right now, especially with all the inflation we've had. This inflation is unbelievable. We have to drive 175 miles back and forth to a grocery store, and that's expensive. And to the doctors, you know, same distance or sometimes three or four times more. God bless you.